Alka-Seltzer, first aid for the relief of headaches, acid indigestion, and muscular aches and pains. Alka-Seltzer brings you Hilltop House. There. This is Gerbert Kirby. Say, would you excuse me just a minute? I'd like to fix a glass of Alka-Seltzer for a friend of mine here. This young lady's caught a cold, and it'll only take a moment. I'll put in the two tablets. Now, if you'll just wait till it stops fizzing, and then drink this down.
Okay.
And how are you feeling?
Oh, not too good. Sort of feverish. Kind of ache all over, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you drink your Alka-Seltzer.
Very pleasant. Not like medicine at all.
No, indeed. And you'll find taking Alka-Seltzer, while you have it cold, will relieve your ache all over feverish feeling. In fact, Alka-Seltzer helps you feel better while you're getting better. And by the way, when you get home now, Pat, take some more Alka-Seltzer, and then get plenty of rest, watch your diet, and dress sensibly.
Thanks, Durwood.
And you better go straight home.
Well, I'll stop at a drugstore first and pick up a couple of packages of Alka-Seltzer.
That's a good idea. Now, take good care of yourself, and take that Alka-Seltzer, too. It'll help you feel better fast. Now, remember, friends, when you have cold, take Alka-Seltzer for that feel-better feeling. And now, Julie of Hilltop House.
Ever since teenage Babs had confessed her love for young Leonard Clabber, I realized this wasn't an ordinary case of adolescent or puppy love. Because Babs was an orphan, she had a special need to find security and a sense of belonging that comes with love. But Leonard's outlook on life was very different from this romantic, unsophisticated girl. He was ambitious and already aware of money and importance. However, I didn't expect Leonard's mother to become involved. I was not prepared for the violent anger she unleashed a little while ago. So I stayed at the orphanage until her Uncle Frank Clabber, chairman of the board, had left.
Well, I'm glad he's gone. But there was no need for my uncle to take that last dig at Len. And now you see how he's prejudiced because of the things Barbara said.
Well, I don't think he meant anything in particular. Plenty of boys of Leonard's age do work after school.
Now, look, I'm glad to take your advice on any of the orphans, Miss Julie. But it stops there. I've been doing all right for my son, and I don't need any criticism. Everybody who's ever met Len is crazy about him, and even your husband complimented me on what a charming son I have.
Well, it's quite true. Leonard has great charm, and he's well-liked. But that's not the point that your uncle was making.
I know the point he was making, and there'd be no call for Uncle Frank to say one uncomplimentary word about Len if it hadn't been for Barbara talking. She goes around bragging to everybody about her dates and how much Len spends on her. Of course, it would seem like a fortune to a poor orphan. And that's all Uncle Frank had to hear to give him the impression Leonard's just a spendthrift waiting around to inherit somebody's money. She spoiled everything for me with her loose talk.
Oh, I may be very stupid, but I still can't understand why you should be so angry with her.
Well, my goodness. Didn't I just explain why?
No.
Well, she spoiled my uncle's good impression of Len. And I'll have a few things to tell her.
Babs has known Mr. Clabber for years. And what's wrong if she tells him that she's enjoyed her dates with Leonard? In a way, she was giving Leonard a compliment. Now, why should you be angry over that?
Oh, you see it in the best light for Barbara, and why not? But you know perfectly well that my uncle asked her where Len took her and how much money it cost. And Barbara went on and on about this expensive date and that expensive date. My uncle's old-fashioned, and he doesn't understand about the boys today and the way they want to date girls. Only Barbara's the wrong girl for Leonard, and now he'll see how right I am. I'll see that she understands that, too.
I'm afraid you're confusing things just a little, Mrs. Clabber. Isn't it your job to understand Babs and her needs? Since she has no mother, she does look to you and me.
Well, Barbara's a special case now that she's got interested in my son. And I don't see how I can take her side. So if you don't want me putting it to her right on the line, I'd appreciate your telling her to keep her mouth shut about dates she had and to stop running after Len.
Are you quite sure he doesn't invite her interest? After all, he's a pretty independent and sophisticated boy. And if he didn't like Babs, he wouldn't date her.
Oh, you're not around to see what I see. She just throws herself at him, and Len's too kind to brush her off. Why, it was almost 11 when he came in last night, and there was Barbara waiting up. How do I know what's going on in her crazy head? I just know, don't want any trouble at the orphanage. I know that I can trust Len. But if Babs loses her head completely, there's no saying where it will end.
I know what you're implying, and nothing will happen. I can trust Babs. She's going through a boy crazy period, but she believes Leonard is a real friend.
Oh, don't make me laugh. There's no way for them to be that kind of friends. He's being kind to an orphan, and she'd better know that before it goes any farther.
Well, if that's the truth, then it should come from him and not you. And I'm still puzzled over your remark that she spoils things for Leonard with his uncle.
If she spoils his opinion of my son, isn't that enough?
Oh, I can't believe that. Why, you talk as though Mr. Clabber weren't capable of any judgment for himself, but I know that he is from my years of experience with him. And if he had a good impression of Leonard in the past, it won't be changed by one talk with Bab. Besides which, she didn't say anything unfavorable about him.
My uncle would change the good opinion I had if he thought that Len was being free and easy with money. Anyhow, my son is my business and Barbara is yours. And she'd better leave him alone. I'll answer that. Here's Hop House. Glad to see
you. Hello, this is Ray Nixon. Is my wife still there?
Oh, yes, Mr. Nixon. Hold the line, please.
Thank you. Hi, Reed.
Oh, the honeymoon is over when a wife forgets she promised to pick up her husband.
Oh, no. No, I didn't forget, but I didn't realize it was so late.
Okay, darling. If you're in the middle of something important, I can get a ride home.
No, now you wait for me. I can leave right now. I'll be there in, 10 minutes.
Well, I don't know why Len's mother shoved into the picture. Sure puts Babs in a tough spot. Maybe she was going to ask Clabber for something, some favor, and it got sidetracked when he began to complain about Len. Suppose she were trying to make a touch.
I think you've hit on something. The way she was talking about Leonard spending money and Mr. Clabber's criticism of that. I'll bet you're right. Golly, I married a smart fellow.
Well, Frank Clabber thinks he married me for my money.
He would.
I enlightened the old boy, told him it was for my manly beauty.
I married you for love. And you have my permission to tell anybody who asks.
Go away. I keep that a dark secret.
Indeed, honey. How can I drive if you're trying to kiss me?
Well, aren't you stopping? This is where the Wallaces live.
Oh, so it is.
While you're recovering from being kissed, I'll go find Babs and tell her you're out here.
You.
In the meantime, teenage Babs had returned to Hilltop, hoping to find Leonard.
Babs?
Oh, hello.
Please come in here and close the door.
Mm-hmm. I'm home an hour early because Mrs. Wallace got back sooner. Is Len studying in his room? Gosh, I nearly broke my neck getting here.
It's about time you quit thinking about Len every single minute, and then maybe you'd stop talking about him to everybody.
Why? What have I said to anybody?
Too much. I know you're grateful for the considerate way that he's treated you. Flattering when an orphan gets so much attention. But why you had to blab to my Uncle Frank, who's an elderly man and isn't the least bit interested in your date.
But I didn't say...
Yes, you did.
Oh, I remember now. I saw Mr. Clabber for a minute near the library. He always stops to talk to me and all us Hilltoppers. I hardly said anything except what a wonderful time I had with Len at Nancy's Sweet 16 party.
And how he dates you and spends lots of money on you.
No, I didn't really say it like that.
You said it in a way to start plenty of trouble for my son. You talk about Lenny to everybody, and he isn't your boyfriend. And don't get any idea that he's taking you to the football game, because he won't.
But I didn't tell that to anybody.
Oh, yes, you did tell it to Hannah.
Oh, well, Hannah, she's different.
She talks, too, and word gets around.
I didn't say Len had asked me. I'm just hoping he will.
Well, isn't it a shame? disappointed. He's taking Nancy Longstreet. She's the kind of a girl he should be dating exclusively. My uncle would approve.
You don't like me, but I don't know why. I guess you didn't want me to go to Nancy's party with Len. But from the way he's talked, I bet he does take me to the game.
Well, I guess it's time you heard a few things about Lenny to open your eyes. He only took you to that party because he didn't know Nancy's family well enough to go as her date. Besides, he's sorry for all you orphans, and he likes to be nice to everybody. But the way you're making claims on him is disgusting. And I've been waiting all week for my son to let you know. But he's too tender-hearted. He'd hoped you'd catch on by yourself and stop chasing him. But the way you're talking and what you expect is forcing me to say this. You and Lenny belong in different places. He can go with the best families, and he will. For your own good, Barbara, you've got to forget about Leonard.
In just a moment, we'll return to our story of Hilltop House. Oh, lady, I can hear you now. You'll say, I've made a friend for life. Yes, you'll say it the very first time you experience the welcome relief Alka-Seltzer brings from acid-upset stomach. You'll like the way Alka-Seltzer acts with instant alkalizing action to reduce excess stomach acidity. You'll like the way those thousands of tiny bubbles in Alka-Seltzer soothe and settle your stomach so gently. And you'll like the tangy, refreshing taste of Alka-Seltzer, too. And I know then, you'll make sure from then on to keep Alka-Seltzer always on hand in order to get that fast, pleasant relief Alka-Seltzer can bring when your stomach is upset. And again to our story for a moment. A broken-hearted Barbara ran up to her room.
Len isn't pitying me. I won't believe it. She must hate me because she's jealous. But he hasn't asked me to the game yet. I'm going to find him and ask him. He likes me. I know it. And I can't stop thinking about him. I just can't.
Be sure to tune in Monday to another exciting episode of Hilltop House, written by Addie Richton and Lynn Stone, and directed by Jack Rubin. Julie is played by Jan Michaels. Mother, can you imagine trying to figure the number of vitamins in each of your meals? Wouldn't be easy. And there's really no need to. Not really. Not when you can give your family one-a-day brand multiple vitamins regularly. It's because one-a-day brand multiples provide all you normally need to take of all the vitamins proved necessary. All in a single tablet. And they're easy to take tablets. Smooth-coated for easy swallowing. And they leave no unpleasant aftertaste. Vitamin B12 has now been added to these quality vitamins, and yet their cost is still low. In fact, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins cost less than 3 cents a day when you buy the large package. And giving your family one-a-day brand multiples every day is an easy, practical way to guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of a weary, washed-out, listless feeling. So ask your druggist today for these high-quality vitamins. One-a-day brand multiple vitamins in the blue box with the big red one. Remember now, that's one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. Listen to Hilltop House on Monday and every day, Monday through Friday. This is Durward Kirby speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network.